Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I think I got so excited last hour, having so much fun, I think I forgot to give out my own website. Now, you can't do that, folks. You got to, I mean, when you do what I do, you got to give your website out. My people are going to conk me on the head. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. I have to say it twice this hour to make up for it. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletters, ladies and gentlemen, my newsletter, I should say. One's enough work. I don't need two. And it comes on Sunday in the afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And I know many of you over the years have said, you know, once a week from Jim Blasingame is just not enough. I got to have more of him. Please let me have more. In fact, that's what many of you said. Please, please, let me have more of you. And so we have a blog. It's called Jim's Blog, and you can get it right there at the homepage. Or you can go to jimsblog.biz, and you can see it online. You can also subscribe, and it'll come to you every day. How about that? And what the blog looks like is it's an article by me and on something that will help you, I think, and the most recent four interviews that I've conducted, which would be the ones today. This in about an hour or so, they'll be up, and you can listen to those, and we send them right to you. And so I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Rich Hopter is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's director of revenue programs at Pitney Bowes, and he's also one of the, his organization is also one of the sponsors of the Administaff Small Business Classic, and he's our new friend. Rich, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being a sponsor of this fine tournament.
Well, it's turned out pretty well so far, and we're looking forward to a great weekend of golf.
Absolutely. Have you played golf this week so out here?
I did play one round. Can't say I played too well, but I did play.
Well, nobody got hurt, though, right, Rich?
No one got hurt.
That's my goal in golf, is for nobody to get hurt. Rich, now, most people know what Pitney Bowes does. We've known about Pitney Bowes for a long time. But what does the Director of Revenue Programs do?
Well, Jim, it's a title that doesn't really speak very well to what I do. I'm actually a publisher of a small business publication called Priority Magazine, which goes out to our 850,000 small business customers. And I also am in charge of partnership development, so I work with other companies that are serving the small business world.
I thought there was a strategic alliance a task in there somewhere. That's what you do, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly what I do, yes.
Well, my audience knows about this because they hear me talking about strategic alliances all the time. They hear me talking about how important I think strategic alliances are, and I'd like for you to talk to us about why you think that the small business owner should consider strategic alliances.
Well, Jim, you know, when you work with other companies in strategic ways, you certainly can leverage their knowledge that they have about their own customers. If I'm a small business owner and I am looking to sell a product or service to a certain audience, you know, it's kind of like finding a needle in a haystack trying to find a customer, because they have to go through the same trials and tribulations of a large company, whether it's accessing a name for a direct mail promotion or calling people on the phones. When you work with other companies and you can leverage their relationship with their customers, that's the important key there, is that they have relationships with their customers. They know their customers better than anyone, and if you can tap into an alliance or some sort of a strategic program that allows you to tap into their customer base, you can access your target much more efficiently that way.
Well, and sometimes you wake up and your customers, you find out your customers want stew. They don't want a steak, they want stew. They don't want vegetables, they want stew. You've got the vegetables, I've got the steak. Let's put them together and make stew and go get these customers, right?
Well, that's exactly right, yes. We often put together programs where the partnerships that we develop bring value to the customer that is that brings some value from that particular partner. For example, if you happen to be working with Chase Manhattan Bank and you're a customer of Chase Manhattan Bank and you use their merchant services, well, if Pitney Bowes happen to have an alliance with Chase Manhattan Bank, we might bring a certain value proposition to that customer, which says, okay, well, you'll get something off of your bill from your Chase Manhattan relationship. So
right.
It enhances the relationship with the partner and also brings more value to the customer. So you're right, they get the stew and they get the steak at the same time.
Now, great example. And see, there's not a human being on the planet. And maybe, there's one village in Siberia that doesn't get this. But everybody else has seen what you just said. They've gotten in the mail or whatever. But what happens, though, Rich, unfortunately, is a small business will see that and will think, well, that's obviously the domain of the big companies. That's their franchise. That's not something I could do. And they're wrong about that, aren't they, Rich?
They're very wrong about that because companies like Pitney Bowes want to be more important to their customers. We essentially lease or rent a postal meter to a small business owner.
Right.
And one day they may wake up and say, you know, I can't afford to pay my $29 or maybe I don't really need this. So if we could become more important to the customer, then the chance that they'll stay with Pitney Bowes, that relationship will hopefully go longer. And we're always very happy to work with large and small companies where we can bring some extra value to our customer. That makes us look good. That helps the customer. And, of course, the small business trying to get a footprint into a marketplace gets to leverage a relationship with a large company like Pitney Bowes. So, yeah, a small business owner can certainly and should definitely look towards this area.
Well, here's the thing. You gave an excellent example, Rich, because you talked about that on one level, the relationship between you and your customers is all about the $29. And that's the last thing in the world you need it to be, isn't it? You need it to be about the relationships. You need them to say, well, you know, I'm not sure I can make the $29, but the last thing in the world I want to do is lose this relationship with Pitney Bowes or with Jim Blasingame or with Suzanne Haugen or whoever. You know, whoever you're talking with, you want to make sure that whoever your customer is, you want to make sure that the relationship is not just about the money.
That's exactly right, because at the end of the day, you really need to have a customer that would be very disappointed in canceling their contract with you as a customer.
Yeah.
And
we
the only way to do that...
If they cancel a contract with us, Rich, we want to see a tear in their eye, don't we?
Absolutely. We want to see them weep.
Rich Hopter, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Revenue Programs at Pitney Bowes. He and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 23 after, we're rocking and rolling with our new friend, Rich Hopter, soon-to-be old friend, Director of Revenue Programs at Pitney Bowes. I'm broadcasting live from the Administrative Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, having more fun than the law allows, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Rich. And Rich and I are talking about strategic alliances and ways to add value. You know, Rich, one of the important things about building strategic alliances is that small business owners, well, Blasingame's law of capitalization is that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We're all undercapitalized. And so if I need something, I can either spend my money, go get the money to get it, some resource, whether it's a truck or a service or whatever, or I can look around and see who else has that, who maybe not only could bring that to the table without me having to capitalize it, but also maybe could bring some other customers, or by putting us together, we actually could be greater than our individual parts. What do you think?
I think you're right on the money there, Jim. I believe that many small businesses just don't realize that they tap into the assets of a larger company, and you know often companies today will have a relationship with a small business owner too that has a good product that their customer needs. So if I recognize that my customer could use your product, I may be very willing to do something with you, even on a revenue share base, where the small business owner doesn't really have to put up a whole lot of money to access my
right.
customer base.
Right.
But I could be rewarded if my customers respond to their offer. So those kind of relationships should be looked at very closely by small businesses.
Well, and I'm glad you used the term large business, because one of the things that I try to encourage small business owners to realize is that companies like Pitney Bowes need to do business with smaller companies. You need smaller businesses to be your partners, not just your customers, don't you?
That's absolutely true. We probably have about 8 or 9 relationships currently with businesses that I would consider small.
Mm.
And we probably have about the same amount of relationships with large companies. So, you know, it just depends on what a small business is offering and how important that company or their products could be to our customer. It really, we don't even look at the company size. It's basically what is it that you have and would our customer like to have it. So if we
and
see that relationship.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
If we see that connection, we don't really care about your company size. We just want to introduce you to our customer.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because in the 21st century, the way technology is and the way the marketplace is working these days, you don't have to be a big company to deliver on big projects, do you?
Not at all. In fact, it's interesting that a small company can actually have the appearance of a very large company,
exactly.
Particularly with some of the voice over IP telephone plans, where you could have an extension out in L.A. and you could appear to have an office up in Chicago and New York, and you could be working out of your home.
Rich, you've done such a great job. I'm going to let you tell us about Pitney Bowes.
Well, thanks. Pitney Bowes is actually it's an old company. It's been around for about 80 years, and the best way I could describe Pitney Bowes, it's a little oversimplified because we do other things besides mail, but we touch about 80% of the mail in the country. So most people probably don't realize this, but when you see that metered indicia on the right corner of your envelope that runs through the postal machine, 80% of those envelopes will see a PB meter, which is an indicia of Pitney Bowes. So
right.
we're all about mail, and we're about making more efficient ways of utilizing the mail. And so we provide customers with several different options. If you're a small business owner or a small business customer, we have a small postage meter, which obviously has very limited capabilities, but certainly you don't have to go to the post office, so that's great.
But it works, doesn't it?
Oh, it does work. And, you know, the funny thing about Pitney Bowes is that we like to call ourselves brand neutral. People don't love us, and they don't hate us. They don't have much of an opinion.
Well,
other than they turn that postal meter on, and it puts a stamp on their envelope, which is a great thing.
And it works. But another thing you guys are doing, though, is you guys have really come into the 21st century with your technology, haven't you?
We really have. We have a number of different software solutions and also the equipment itself to bring the most efficient postal rates to a small business owner and also a large company as well.
Right. I got about 1 minute. What is the most important thing you'd like to say to my audience, to my small business owners out there, about strategic alliances, about mail business? I'm going to let you have the last minute, Rich.
Well, what I'd like to say to most small business owners is to think big. Most people don't realize that, in fact, they don't even try to call up a large company like Pitney Bowes or like an American Express, because they just assume that, you know, the person on the other end of the line will look at them and say, well, who are you? And that's just not the case. Most large businesses are very, very agreeable to listening to any value proposition that might help enhance the relationship with their customer. And my suggestion would just be pick up the phone and call somebody. Look for somebody who's potentially involved in, let's say, strategic marketing.
Right.
Or new business development.
Rich, I got to stop you. I got to stop you. Whenever I've been successful in putting a deal like that together, they ask me, people say, how did you do that? I said, I asked them.
You don't get, right?
That's right. Thanks, Rich. PitneyBowes.com, right?
That's exactly right, yes. PD.com.
I'll see you in a little bit. I'll be out at the tent. Quick break, right back with Paul Sarvati after these messages. I'm Jim Blasting. Stick with him.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.